The poet Don Paterson presenting the last of his essays, Five Poems I Wish I'd Written. The series was produced by David Stenhouse. This is Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Thanks, Ian. And hello, everyone. Just the other day, someone said to me, just 13 weekends till Christmas. I was horrified. How could the C word come up so early? We've only just said farewell to the summer. But now that it has been mentioned and it's out there, over the coming weeks, perhaps I can give you a few ideas for bite-sized tree prezzies. And this could be a real winner. It's called Sweet as Broken Dates, Lost Somali Tapes from the Horn of Africa. 15 tracks from archive reels and cassettes that were hidden for safety, in fact buried deep in the ground, when civil war broke out in Somalia 30 years ago. They've now been dug up, sound a bit ropey in places, but are just wonderful. And the opening track on the album is the opening track tonight. Waila mala mala yana waila mala ragba lagu mel maray no mala yone no mar waila Sorry about that, guys. A little bit of a technical thing. I forgot to turn my open my mic for that. That was just a taste of some of the amazing music that was saved from the archives of Radio Hargeisa and other buildings in Mogadishu in 1988 at the beginning of the 20-year civil war in Somalia. Only recently has this buried treasure been excavated, cleaned up as much as possible and brought back to life. It's a story of heroics and passion, and the 15 tracks on the album are but the starting point in reviving the history, culture and identity of the Somalia diaspora. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on Three. Over the next 2 hours, I'm going to be taking you to Madagascar, Italy, Brazil, America, Mali and more. Not necessarily in that order, but via a path that I hope you will find enjoyable. And instead of a guest in session, my producer tonight, Juan Carlos, has picked highlights from two festivals that took place in the summer of 2016 for us to share with you. Now, last week, I played a track from Ethiopian-born American singer-cum-activist Mekleet and her latest album, When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. I love it. So I've got a couple more songs from it for you tonight. Now, on the album, Mekleet works with many different artists and yet manages, no doubt through the expert hands of Grammy Award-winning producer Dan Wilson of Adele and Dixie Chicks fame, she manages to make it cohesive and energetic, keeping her own identity still very much at the heart of it. I'm going to play her collaboration with the Preservation Hall Horns towards the end of the programme, but first, here's one of the more traditional pieces featuring violinist Andrew Bird, Yerake Yeresal.
τσαβά φουμέραγε τα καλύρου μας τσαβά εντε ουσό αρε τσούμι να ουφόν ράμα κουέ ράμα κουέ μα τα ουπάτη τσαβά ου τα καλύρου μας τσαβά εντε ουσό αρε τσούμι να ουφόν ράμα κουέ ράμα κουέ μα τα ουπάτη. Yo, dine, hai na uma. Yo, dine, hai na uma. Yo, dine. Zafade, fanu angara. Zafade, fanu angara. Yeah, ndazai misengi lungu, ndazai misengi lungu yaho.
Monica and Java, a name you may recognise from her work with Deep Forest and the hit they had with Sweet Lullaby all those years ago. Monica has joined forces with two other Malagasy musicians and they've called themselves Tokotelo, the group of three. And that was the opening track on their album Toy Raha Toy out on Anio Records. And so to the producer's choice. My producer tonight, Juan Carlos, has picked recordings from two concerts to share with you tonight. And this is the first. The Coro Folk Festival is the largest festival of its kind in Sweden, bringing together folk music from all over Scandinavia. Now, last summer, one of Sweden's most respected fiddlers, Lena Jonsson, performed at the Coro Festival with her trio. From a family of fiddlers, it's no wonder that Lena took to the instrument at a really young age. She took it up age 6, and by the time she was 10, she was already performing in public. So here's part of her concert last summer. Lena Jonsson with her trio, Philip Jers on harmonica and Erik Romström on guitar. But the set kicks off with a couple of solo tunes from Lena on her own. The first is a traditional folk tune called the Vagabond Polka. Thank you. Lena Jonsson Trio and the Blues Waltz ending highlights from their concert that was recorded at last year's Coro Folk Festival in Sweden. Full details of that concert and all the music I'm playing tonight on the World on 3 homepage on the BBC Radio 3 website. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. If you've just tuned in to World on 3, a very warm welcome to you. Instead of a guest in the studio tonight, I've got two rather special recordings from festivals that took place last year. We've just heard the first from the Coro Festival in Sweden. The second from the Rudolstadt Festival in Germany will be up in just under 20 minutes. If you want to catch up, you can, of course, by listening again via the radio iPlayer. Now, Makan Badje Tunkara is a griot, a Jali, a West African historian, storyteller, praise singer. As with many griots, he comes from a long and venerable lineage. Tunkara's instrument of choice is the ngoni, and by adding three strings to it, he's given it a whole new voice. In this song in particular, he seems to have brought South Asia and the African continents together. I'd be interested to know what you think, but when I listen to it, I can visualise ornately decked out Sri Lankan or perhaps Thai dancers moving their feet delicately around the floor while making beautiful shapes with their hands with those super long stylized nails. This is Fula, sung by Tunkara's wife, Awa.
Jarabi Amadu Amadwe
What's not to like about Goran Bregovic? Three Letters from Sarajevo is out next week on RAS Records. Inspired by his city, Sarajevo, Bregovic gathered about him a cast of many, including a symphony orchestra, to record it. That track was, of course, called Made in Bosnia. Before Goran Bregovic was a bit of freeform tango where Albania meets Italy. Novi Lunion is the second album out from the duo cellist Redi Haza and Salento's Maria Mazzotta, who you may recognise from Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino. So, from the Adriatic coast, let's head to the South Pacific and Brazil. It's been a while since I played anything from my bolt hole of choice. Here's a tune from Annalise Assumpção, who's part of Sao Paulo's avant-garde electro-pop scene. This track, featuring singers Thalma de Freitas and Seu, is a song called Song to Rosa.
Enquanto gerava uma vida, sofreu. sofreu por amor, cresceu, secou, regou o jardim, brotou, brotou, e como a flor se defendeu em espinhos. Ela sabe o que quer, assim como eu, é uma mulher, mas quando eu crescer, se Deus quiser, eu vou ser uma rosa. Sabe o que quer, assim como eu ou outra mulher, mas se Deus quiser, quando eu crescer eu vou ser uma rosa.
Sweet and happy music. Our BBC introducing pick of the week, that was Humphreys Kantazi from Malawi, also the name of the track. Humphreys used to have a band called Black Jeans, jeans as in genealogy, back in Malawi, and he ran a recording studio called Grassroots before moving to England in 2009. Just a few months ago, he uploaded his music onto BBC Introducing website, and that track, Malawi, was the one we selected to play this week. If you're a musician or know someone who is, and you want to get some music to us here at the BBC, then just go to the BBC Introducing website, upload your tunes and leave the rest to us. This is Lopa Kotari on World on 3. Tonight, in place of a guest in the studio, we've taken the opportunity to bring you some special recordings of concerts from last summer that you may have missed. The first was the Lena Jonsson Trio performing at the Koro Folk Festival in Sweden, July 2016. This is our second choice for you that took place the same month, but in Germany, Rudolstadt, to be exact, a town in the centre of the country. The town plays host to the largest folk roots and world music festival of its kind in Germany, and it takes place during the first weekend of July every year. In July 2016, the Andima Pygmies, Congolese forest people, brought their extraordinary sound and culture to Rudolstadt and enthralled festival goers with their music. Here are highlights from that performance for you. It really is quite special.
Vinda.
The mesmerizing sounds of Congo's forest community, the Andima Pygmies, and highlights from their concert recorded at the Rudolstadt Festival in Germany in July 2016. It's coming up to 25 minutes past midnight, and you're tuned to BBC Radio 3 and World on 3, bringing you some of the best music from all over the world. This next song is nearly 80 years old, and it's on a compilation called Nostalgic Egypt 1925 to 1960 of lovingly remastered oldies from a golden age of music for Egypt, from virtuoso classical pieces to lighter, more playful tunes. Egyptian cinema in the 30s unearthed the talents of many young classically trained singers. One of them was Leila Mourad, discovered by singer and composer Mohammed Abdel Wahab, one of the most influential people in the film industry at the time. Leila went on to become the official voice of the Egyptian revolution in 1953, above the now legendary Kalsum. This track I'm going to play is a duet between Leila and Mohammed, How Long It Is to Be Waiting For You. It was recorded in 1938 for the film Yahya El Hob, Long Live Love.
Thank you.
Pure nostalgia there, cinematic duo Mohammed Abdel Wahab and Leila Mourad. Now, staying with the romance theme, I've got three ballads for you now, starting with one from Daryl Adams, American banjo player and a bit of a folk hero in Europe, but probably better known for the people he influenced, such as Donovan, than for his own music. Adams met up with Ramblin' Jack Elliott in Los Angeles in the 50s and ended up travelling all over the place with him. In 1957, they headed for England. Elliott then returned to America, but Adams stayed behind and made his home in Europe. In 1972, Daryl Adams recorded Feelin' Fine for cult English label Village Thing, many regarded as his best. So just this year, Ghosts from the Basement released the album on CD for the first time, along with a few bonus tracks. Here's Darlene Corey, more than 40 years old, but still sounding pretty fresh.
And I like the dress she wore. Oh, the last time I saw darling Corey, she was standing in the square. 2 6 guns strapped around the middle, and her low-down man was there. Wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Oh, the revenue officer's coming just to break your old steel house down.
Kicsi madár, milyen fönni az? Mi az oka alád nem szállsz? içim adar miyen fınya.
Two Americans and a Hungarian in that trio there. Daryl Adams, followed by Sam Amadon, who has moved away from reworking traditional folk tunes to writing a whole album of his own compositions. It's called The Following Mountain, and if you haven't listened to it yet, it's the perfect accompaniment to a laid-back, low-key weekend. Hungarian violinist Felix Lajko completes the trio. Kicsi Modor, Little Bird, just one of the tracks on Most Jotam, an album Lajko brought out to mark his 40th birthday. And now for something totally different from Africa's celebrity duo Amadou and Mariam. Never once to run away from kitsch, on La Confusion, they completely embrace their love of the 80s. Duran Duran meets Blondie, Depeche Mode meets Cerrone and Supernature.
C'est la confusion partout. C'est l'illusion partout. C'est la division sur tout. La souris qui joue avec le chat qui joue avec le chien aussi avec le lion, on ne sait plus où donner la tête. La vérité s'est bien éloignée, le maçon a déjà pris sa place, la violence qui frappe tout le monde, on ne sait plus où donner la tête.
C'est la confusion, c'est l'illusion, on ne sait plus où donner la tête. C'est la confusion, c'est l'illusion, on ne sait plus où donner la tête.
Les femmes ont démissionné, les enfants abandonnés dans les rues. Les mariés sont en train de divorcer, les familles aussi sont bien divisées. Personne ne veut écouter personne, on ne sait plus où donner la tête. Chante, 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 que tout le monde danse, 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 que tout le monde bouge, bouge, bouge. Que tout le monde chante, 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 que tout le monde danse, 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 que tout le monde bouge, bouge, bouge.
The title track, La Confusion of Amadou and Mariam's latest musical offering, out last week on Because Music. But now to Goran Bregovic, once again Meklit and Makan Bajitunkara, three albums I've played already this evening, all deserve more airtime. So here we are. Goran Bregovic featuring Bebe on Opus 1 Vino Tinto, Meklit with the Preservation Hall Horns and You Got Me, and finally Gesere from Mali's Makan Bajitunkara. Enjoy.
Pasar la noche por ahí, chuleando, mientras yo doy vueltas sin parar, fregando. Estoy harta de ser como un mueble que no ve. Este cuerpo de mujer necesita que le den. Esta noche voy a dedicarme al vino tinto y pienso dejarme y que alguien me haga un hijo. Hacerme ese favor. ¿Crees ser un experto en el amor?
Por favor.
Rara vez tienes el control.
Eyaculación precoz.
Estoy harta de ser tu madre en vez de tu mujer. Voy a hacerme un favor. Se voy a dedicarme al vino tinto y pienso dejarme y que alguien me haga un hijo. Voy a hacerme ese favor.
Nunca subestimes a una mujer, mi amor. La paciencia tiene un límite. Si tú la agotas y me engañas, mi amor, ya ves, yo puedo ser mucho peor.
If you are worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know you got me.
Thank you. freelance abroad, studying film.
Makan Baje Tunkara bringing a new sound to the Ngoni. And that brings tonight's journey around the globe to an end. Till next Friday, when Catherine Tickell will be your tour guide. I leave you with a little something from a truly wondrous album. In fact, it's two albums in one. So far, I've been playing album one, Open Letter to Adonai, on a constant loop. It's on a new label called Mushroom Hour Half Hour that started life as a radio station in South Africa and turned into a pop-up podcast of sorts. So, till we meet again, I leave you with the achingly bare voice of South Africa's Sibusile Shaba and Swaziland, the album where Sibusile gives musical form to his dreams. Good night.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. These first 2 hours of our regular overnight musical journey around Europe include stops in Norway and Bulgaria for a Schubert piano sonata and a Prokofiev symphony. But for the first 40 minutes this morning, we're rather closer to home for a concert from the 2013 BBC Proms. There is a Norwegian connection, though, as the performers are the brass ensemble Ten Thing, or should I say Ten Ting, as the group is the brainchild of the trumpeter Tina Ting Helset. She's no stranger to this programme, of course, and she and her group start with a Grieg piece that's usually the preserve of string orchestras, the prelude to his Holberg suite.
Thank you.